The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Chavtet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ailui Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarah, Ve'ailui Nishmat Marat Zekenati Yafa Bat Sarah, Ve'ailui Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden, amen. We begin today's daf on Chafchet Amud Bet, and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom, starting with the words of Biyuda Omer, Bemitkaven Hayav. Let's go back just to review our Mishnah, because that's going to be pivotal in today's Sugya. Our Mishnah said a case, Nishpera Kado B'Rishut Rabim, guy's jug, it broke in the Rishut Rabim, Ve'uchlak Echad B'mayim, and somebody slipped on the water, or shelaka b'harasit, or he got damaged from one of the shards of pottery. So the din of the Mishnah is hayav. Tarakama, which is Rabbi Meir, holds in both cases over there, the person that put the kad is guilty, therefore the one that gets damaged, he gets paid. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'mitkaven hayav, b'eno mitkaven patur. Rabbi Yehuda makes some sort of hiluk over here, between mitkaven and not mitkaven. Is it? If he had intention, hayav. Eno mitkaven patur. We need to understand exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is talking. Mitkaven, eno mitkaven. So the Gemara begins. Hechidame mitkaven. What's the case of mitkaven? That Rabbi Yehuda is saying hayav. Amale abaye. I'm sorry, hechida me mitkaven. Amar Abba, bemitkaven lehorida lemata mechetefo. The case is told where the guy is carrying the jug in the Rishut Rabim, and he's trying to lower it and bring it off his shoulder to put it down. And as he placed it down, it fell. So that case over there is considered mitkaven. And the Gemara won't say, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, he's going to be hayav, because he should have taken more caution when he was lowering it down from his shoulder. Amala Abaye, Mechlal de Mechayev Rabbi Meir Afilu Nefshera. Now that means Rabbi Yehuda was the one that made a hiluk and said only mitkaven is hayav. Mashma Tana Kama will say even not mitkaven is hayav. What does that mean? The thing just slipped off his shoulder. You're going to tell me that Tana Kama is going to say if the jug just slipped unintentionally off his shoulder, you're going to say that the owner of the jug is going to be hayav for damages? That can't be. Amar le, in. Gemara says yes. Mechayev haya Rabbi Meir afilu osna biyado. Yes, Rabbi Meir holds that even if all he's left with is the handle in his hand, meaning it slipped out of his hand, and as all he's left with is the handle in his hand, yeah, he's hayav. Gemara says, how could that be? Hamai anusu. So what do you mean? He's an anus. It's out of his control. It's a mistake. The ones rachmana patre, and we know if things happen out of your control by mistake, no ones, so you're not chayav. Dichtiv, how do we know? Ve'lenaara lo taase davar. That's a case over here of a girl that was raped. So the law is that the one that rapes her, we kill him. But ve'lenaara lo taase davar, we don't do anything to the girl, because again, she was anus. Anusa, literally. So she was taken by circumstances. So how could it be that Rabbi Meir is going to say that if the jug just slipped off his shoulder, that it's going to be hayav? Maybe he'll tell me, maybe only when it comes to giving a death penalty, so then we exempt somebody that's honest. But maybe when it comes to damages, Rabbi Meir says that even a honest is hayav when it comes to damages. The Gemara says, can't be. Now pay attention to this braita, because this braita plays very big today, in today's Gemara as well. Nishpera kado. Let's say a guy was walking and his barrel broke. Velo silko, and he did not clean it up. Nafal gamlo, or his camel fell. Velo he'imido, and he did not rise it, he let it stay there. Rabbi Meir mechayev bezekan. Okay, Rabbi Meir is going to say hayav. Va'achamim, what do the achamim say? Omrim patur medine adam mechayav medine shamayim. And the Gemara is going to explain the logic, but Rabbi Meir says hayav in this case, and achamim say no, you're patur in a court of adam, but in medine shamayim you can be hayav. Umudim. Hakamim the Rabbi Meir. Hakamim that say in this case you were patur, they'll agree to Rabbi Meir ba'abnos, like you know, masa'o. When you took, let's say, your rock, your knife, or your load, shenihan berosh gago, and he put it on his roof. Venaflo beruach mesuya, and a regular common wind blew those off the roof, you're guilty. You should have known that those things are going to fly off the roof and down with somebody. Ve'eziko shuhayab. Yes, even the rabbis agreed, that's considered a posheya. And Rabbi Meir that said in the first case that you're going to be hayav, even Rabbi Meir will be modeh b'ma'ale kankanim ala gag. Where he takes, let's say, small jugs and he brings them on top of the roof al menat denagebam in order to dry them out. V'naflu beruach she'ena mitzuyan, they fell with an uncommon wind. V'zikon they damage shupatur. Why? Because Rabbi Meir says that he's honest. He shouldn't. He did not have to anticipate in that case. Oh, so therefore we go back to our question. If Rabbi Meir also agrees that Anus Rachmana Patre, that in Anus, when it comes to even damages, you are indeed Patur, as seen in this Braita that we just quoted. So then, how are you going to learn our Mishnah? What did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Mitkaven Hayav, Eno Mitkaven Patur. We need to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Once we understand Rabbi Yehuda, we can know what Rabbi Meir was talking about as well. Ela Amar Abaye, Betarte Peligi. Oh, there's a double mahloket in our Mishnah. Peligi b'sha'at nefila, u'peligi le'achar nefila. The argument between the Bimir and the Biuda is b'sha'at nefila, as the item was falling, as the jug was falling off his shoulder, and when it was on the floor, so long as he had time to clean it up, that's considered sha'at nefila. And then you have le'achar nefila, after already was on the ground for a while, and he had chance to clean it up, and he didn't clean it up. So there's two arguments over here. Peligi b'sha'at nefila, when the item falls off his shoulder, there's a malokid, b'nitkal posheya. Do we say a nitkal, somebody that tripped, so to speak, do we consider that person over here, he made a mistake, it was nitkal, he tripped, it slipped, do we consider it a posheya? Is it considered guilty? Mor savar nitkal posheya. Which means the guy was unloading it off his shoulder. That's the case. Rabbi Meir says, you're right, you were unloading it off your shoulder, you should have been careful. By mistake, when you were unloading it, it fell off, doesn't matter, you're guilty. It was nitkal, you're right, at the end it fell off. But you were unloading it, you should have been careful. You're a posheya, and therefore you got to pay. Umor savar nitkal lav posheyahu. No, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, nitkal lav posheya. That's not considered a peshi'ah, and therefore he's going to be a patur. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda is going to say. Peligi lachar nefila. Oh, and the argument is also now after the jug fell on the floor and it's sitting there. So the argument is going to be b'mafkir nizakav. Where let's say the owner made those charts hefker. Mor savar, according to Rabbi Meir, he says, mafkir nizakav hayav. According to the Bimeir, we go back to a fundamental argument, how to look at the obligation of the Torah of Bor. The Bimeir holds that Bor is even when it's not in your reshut. Which is even if you were mafkid it. Even if a guy digs a Bor in the public domain which doesn't belong to him, it's hayav. So in this case over here, the charge now fell on the floor. The guy said, what am I going to do with these charges? I have no use for them. Hifkir. Doesn't matter. The Bimeir says somebody gets damaged from them, you're obligated. That's your Bor. And Mor Savar Patur. And Mor Sabar, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, no, once you mafkir him, it's not yours anymore, and you're not going to be hayav. So there's a double mahloket in our Mishnah. Now, it would be worthy to review now our Mishnah in light of these two arguments. So let's go back to the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said, Nishbera kado birshut harabim, ve'uchlak echad b'mayim. Right? That's the Bimeir.
Either someone slipped on the water, or he got damaged by the charge of Heres. So in this case over here, the case is Hayav. Mishat Nefilah to be me to say, even if he was unloading it, I'm sorry, you're Hayav, because you're considered a Posheya. And the Biyudah is going to say, no, Davka b'mitkavin. Only when the owner is intending to break the Kad. But if he was just unloading, he's going to be patur. So the biyu does mitkavin means mitkavin, to break it. Oh, then you're ready, you're a posheya. But eno mitkavin means you didn't intend to break it. Your intention was just to unload it. So the biyu does going to say patur. That is the case of the Mishnah that is talking about bishat nefilah. And then we could also learn the case of the Mishnah is lachan nefilah. What's the case lachan nefilah? Same case. After the thing fell on the floor, oh, now the thing broke. So according to the Bimi, what did he do? He made it ifkir. I don't care, you hayav. If the charge on the floor and you made it ifkir, that's a bor. And the Biyudah is going to say, no, davka b'mitkavin. Now we have to understand what those words mean, mitkavin. Maybe it means davka mitkavin, to own them. Then already you'll be hayav. Aval eno mitkavin, to own them, meaning you made it ifkir, then indeed you're going to be patur. So that is the way Abaye is offering us a new interpretation to our Mishnah, which means when you go back to our Mishnah and you learn it, you're going to learn that there's two distinct arguments between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The first argument is based on a concept, is nitkal a posheya. Nitkal again means a guy was unloading his jug off his back, his barrel off his back. As he was unloading it, it slipped. He's nitkal, doesn't matter. Rabbi Meir says you're a posheya, you're chayav. Rabbi Meir says no. Davka mitkaven, davka when you intended to break it. You're not mitkaven, you're not chayav. He holds nitkal, lav posheya. And the second machloket is mafkid nizakav. After it fell off the floor, now it's on the floor already. According to the bi meir, that's a bor. You made it ifkir, so what? The bor that the Torah obligated you is even if it's ifkir. And according to the bi Yehuda, no, if you made it ifkir, you're going to be patur. Also comes again what it says. Umimai, who told you that our Mishnah is talking on two different machlokot? Says, I'll tell you why. Midiktani tarte, because the Mishnah gave two scenarios. Huchlak echad b'mayim, or shilaka b'harasit. The Mishnah's case was either somebody tripped on the water, or somebody got damaged by the pottery. Hainuhach. What do you need two cases for? It's two cases of damaging. It must be, it's telling you two cases. That means while it was falling and after it fell on the ground, when he still had a chance to pick it up, that's the first case. That's the machloket of nitkal, whether it's a posheya or not. Or shilaka b'harasid, where he got damaged by the pottery, le'achad nefila. That's the machloket, when he made it ifkir, if a person was mafkir, these items, is it considered his bor or not? Good, that's a new interpretation of the Mishnah. Once you're going to tell me that the Mishnah, there's a double machloket, b'raita nameh betarte, we can explain the b'raita that we said above. What was the braita above? Nishpera kado. His kad fell. And he didn't clean it up. And, or his animal, his camel fell. And he wasn't misalekit. So according to Rabbi Meir said, Hayav in the braita. And Rabbanan said, Patur. So now, just like you explained the Mishnah in those two veins, let us explain now the braita in that way. Kabbalah says, in the first case of the Braita, the guy's jug fell. Mashkachatla, or bishat nefila, or lachat nefila. Yeah, I can learn the jug case of the Braita like the jug case of the Mishnah. The case of the Braita, I'll say, is bishat nefila, meaning he was unloading it. Oh, and it fell. And according to the Bimiri Hayav, because yours nitkal is indeed a posheya. And then after it fell on the floor, he was mafkir. Doesn't matter, because he holds when you mafkir the shards, you're still hayav midin bor. But the case of the bright of the camel, the camel, I could say a case is talking where the camel fell, okay, and now it died, and the guy was mafkir the carcass. Oh, so the hadush of the baby eat is, I don't care, you mafkir it, it's still your bor. And if you're going to be hayav if somebody gets damaged. But what's the case over here of Sh'at nefila, when it comes to a camel, how do you explain it? which means the whole mahloket of Nitkal Posheya was the owner was doing something. Here the owner didn't do anything. The camel tripped. It's not the owner's fault. How could you learn a case of Nitkal? By a barrel you could learn he was trying to unload it. Okay, so the owner is involved. But here in the case of the camel that fell, he fell by himself. How could you obligate the owner? What's the case of Sh'at Nefila that the owner is considered a Posheya by a camel? Amar Avacha, I'll tell you why. Kigon Da'avra B'maya Derech Sar'ata. Oh, the case was talking about where the owner walked the animal in the water. Where the water was raging. Where the water was high. And therefore, the camel could not see the road. And as a result, it tripped and fell. And therefore, the owner, according to the Bimir, is considered a posheya. Because you caused the animal to fall. After all, you took it in this watery area where the animal could not see the road. Then right, in the river. Gemara says, Hechi Deme, hold it. What's the case exactly? If there was another way for him to go, I mean, there was another dry road for him to take, posheyahu. What do you mean? According to everybody, should be a posheya. Not only according to the Bimir, even according to the Hakamim, everybody should say he's a posheya. He could have taken a different road. Would you go take the road of the water for? And if there was no other road, anusu. He's anus. What do you want from him? He had no other choice. So what's the case? You know what the case is talking? The case was talking about where the Bala Gamal fell, and then the animal tripped on him. Oh, so in this case over here, we get back to the Mahloket of, is Nitkal Posheya or not? So therefore, we go back to that Braita now, and let's learn the Braita in the new interpretation that we had. The Braita said, Nishbera Kado Velo Silko. Oh, so that we can explain in two ways. Nishbera Kado, as it was falling, it damaged. Or after it fell on the ground, before you had a chance to clean it up, the Bimi is going to say Chayav, because Nitkal Posheya. And then after it fell on the ground, Velo Silko, what do? He made it Efker. Oh, you made it Efker? The Bimi is Chayav. Because when you Mefkin is a Kav, it's your Bor. And therefore you're going to be Chayav. And the Rabbanan of that Braita will say, no, the case over there where it's talking about, you'll be Patur. For two reasons. B'sha'at nefila you Patur, because Nitkal, Lav Posheya. And after it fell on the ground, you made it Efker, that's not your Bor. Because you made it Efker. So therefore, the same Mahloket that we learned in the Mishnah is indeed the Mahloket of the Braita. That's the interpretation of Abaye. Comes the Gemara and says, Mafkir nezakav, my mitkaven ika. Now the Gemara just goes back to explain which we told you already in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Rabbi Udamet bemitkaven hayav. Vimnot kaven patur. Now what does that have to do? We're learning a case where it fell on the floor, one of the cases at least, it fell on the floor. So if he made it hifker, patur. If he didn't make it hifker, so this is going to be Hayav according to the Biyuda. What's that got to do with Mitkaven? So comes the Gemara and says, Mitkaven, my Mitkaven Ika. Amar of Yosef, the Mitkaven Lizkot Maharaseha. Right. If he's Mitkaven to still own the pieces of pottery, oh, then it's his Bor. Then it's going to be Hayav. Vechen Amar of Asher, the Mitkaven Lizkot Maharaseha. Which means, now when you go back to learn the Mishnah, and it says mitkaven, eno mitkaven, at least in one of the case is going to be, the pottery fell on the floor, it broke. Rabbi Yehuda says, mitkaven, what does mitkaven mean? Mitkaven to own it. Oh, then it's your bor. You own it, you're a chayav. Eno mitkaven, meaning you made it efker, then already it's not your bor, therefore you're going to be patu. That's the pshat of mitkaven, eno mitkaven. The Bi Elazar Amar, bishat nefila machloket. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The only mahloket in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Hachami and Rabbi Yehuda is b'sha'at nefila, meaning he was unloading it and it fell. And the mahloket is, do you say nitkal posheya or not? Aval ha'at nefila amai. What do you want to say? After it fell on the floor, the devrei kol patur? What do you want to say? When it fell on the floor, you want to say, everybody's going to say it's patur after it fell? What are you talking about? We have clear braita that we learned that said after it falls on the floor, the bimeir says yachayav. Elamai devrei kol chayav. You have the rabbis in the braita that said after it falls on the floor, you patur. So you cannot explain me, Rabbi Elazar, that the argument is only on one case, Bishat Nefila. Elamai, Bishat Nefila. What did he mean when he said Bishat Nefila? Af Bishat Nefila. Even Bishat Nefila, Vekamashwanan. Abaye. We're saying the same thing like Abaye, that their machloket is on both cases. It's a twofold machloket. Ben, Bishat Nefila, again, get that clear. Shat Nefila means he was unloading it, and then it fell, it slipped. Rabbi Meir says, you're Nitkal, I know it slipped, but you're a Poshaya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Nitkal, Lav Poshaya. And then what? Now it fell on the ground. Now it fell on the ground, another machloket. You made it Ifkir. Rabbi Yehuda will say, you made it Ifkir, it's not your board. And Rabbi Meir will say, no, it is your board. The board that the Torah obligated is even a board that you made it ownerless. Comes the Gemara and continues with Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Ve'achar Nefila Machloket. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan says this. Listen, I agree with you. After it fell on the floor, that's Machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Ava b'shat Nefila Mayu. The Gemara says, what do you hold b'shat Nefila? Rabbi Yochanan, you only hold after Nefila, after it fell on the floor, it's the Machloket. Hey, what about b'shat Nefila? Mayu. The Vrei Kol Patur? What do you want to say? Everybody's going to say it's Patur? V'hamed kamar Rabbi Yochanan kaman. Later on, Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. Lo tema matnitin Rabbi Meir hi de'aman nitkal posheyahu. He said that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir that says nitkal is a posheya. From the fact that you're pinning it on the Rabbi Meir, michlal, the Rabbi Meir mechayev. The Rabbi Meir says what? Nitkal is a posheya. So you can't tell me that everybody's going to say Bishan Nefila Patur, because you yourself, Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi Meir subscribes to Nitkal Poshaya. Ela mai devra kol hayav. Also, what do you want to say? Everybody's going to say hayav. V'hamed kama Rabbi Yochanan kaman. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, you said later on, lo tema matnitin Rabbi Meir hidama Nitkal Poshaya. That is, Rabbi Meir is the one that says Nitkal Poshaya. Michlal de patri Rabbanan. Must be this opinion that doesn't look like Rabbi Meir that says Nitkal La Poshaya. Ela kama shmalan. Must be over here, the Hiddush is, the Mafkir Nezakav Dehacha Hu De Patre Rabbanan De Anusu. Ava Mafkir Nezakav De Alma Mechayev, which is, really, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan agrees in principle that there's a double machloket in our Mishnah. There's a machloket b'shat nefila, and there's a machloket le'achar nefila. But the Hiddush over here is, that which we said, according to the Bihuda, after the pottery fell on the floor, and he made it ifker, so what do we want to say? Patur, right? Because we held that the elder of the boar is not ifker. A boar that the Torah obligated is not when you make it ifker. To that, the Yohanan Kavazon says, not so fast. Only in this case over here, if you made it ifker, is the Bihuda going to say patur? You know why? Because the whole way it came to the ground was by mistake. It slipped off his shoulder. He was unloading it. So nitkal lav posheya. So in such a case where already it started off as a nitkal, where he was unloading it and it fell, then he made it ifkir. In that case, he's going to say what? Indeed, you are patur. However, mafkin is a kav d'am, but a regular guy that puts his stuff in the reshut rabim and says ifkir mechaybe. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan just restricted the deen of Rabbi Yehuda drastically. Which means, don't tell me that Biuda holds really, even if you're mafkir nezakav, you're hayav. Oh, which means a guy puts his stuff in the reshut rabim and says, hefker, it's your bor, you're hayav. Oh, so what's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah, the reason why you're patur is because the way it happened, you didn't put it on there on purpose. You were unloading it, it fell. Oh, so already since he wasn't a poshea at that time, so therefore, they'll potate him as well in the case of Ifke. But if you put it midat in the reshut rabim, what are you going to be? Hayav. So he restricted the machloket. Itmar. Oh. Now we go back to a statement that we just said. Mefkir nezakav, if a person makes his items hefker. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Here we come into the famous machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Had amar hayav, the had amar patur. Again, the guy put his stuff in the shoot of the beam, he made it hefker. One rabbi said hayav, one rabbi said patur. We don't know which rabbi said what. But it seems we have a machloket over here between the two rabbis. Lema man de mechayev k'Rabbi Meir. Well, let us say one thing for sure. The one that says Hayav is following Rabbi Meir, that holds Mefkir Nizakav. The person's Mefkir, his items, that's considered Bor. Uman de Patar Kerabbanan. Right, and let us say that the one that says Patur is following the rabbi's opinion, that hold, that if you're Mefkir Nizakav, it's not your Bor. The Machloket of Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar is actually the Machloket between the Tanaim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. Gemara says, Alibad Rabbi Meir kule amalo peligi. You're right. According to Rabbi Meir, there's no argument. It's clear from the Mishnah, from the Braita, that Rabbi Meir holds, after the item fell and he made it Efker, everybody holds Mefkir Nizakav Hayav, that the board of the Torah is even a board of Efker. Ki peligi Alibad Rabbanan. The Mahloket would be in the rabbi's opinion. Man de patar kerabbanan. Yeah, the one that says mafkir nizakav will say, I hold like the rabbis. Uman de mechayev, and the one that says mafkir nizakav is chayav, amalecha ana de amri afilu rabbanan. I'm saying my opinion even according to the rabbis. Ad kan lo patre rabbanan, ela be mafkir nizakav de hacha mishum de anusu. The only reason why the banan and our Mishnah were poter is because the guy was anus, he was unloading his barrel and it fell. In such a case, when he made it ifkir, they're not going to put you on the hook for bor. Avam, mafkir nizakav de alma. Oh, but a regular guy that's mafkir is nizakim, he puts the stuff in the shutrim and says ifkir? Mechaybe. So therefore the opinion that says hayav and mafkir nizakav, so I'm even going like the rabbis. Because the rabbis that said patur is only in a case where it started off as an honest when he was unloading. But a guy who puts his stuff in the shoot of the beam, could be even the rabbis will agree that mafkir nizakav is going to be hayav. Good. So that is the understanding of that situation. Now we go further to stayim. Now we want to know who's who. We have a machloket Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Legabe mafkir nizakav b'rishut rabim. So Gemara says, tistayim. Let us conclude that Rabbi Elazar who de amar hayav, that it's Rabbi Elazar indeed that says if a person puts his items in the shut rabim and then makes it hefker, that that's considered as bor. How do you know it's Rabbi Elazar that said that? De amar Rabbi Elazar mishum Rabbi Ishmael, famous saying of Rabbi Elazar, shne devarim enam b'rishuto shel adam. There are two items that are really not under the ownership of a person. But the Pasuk, the Torah, makes it and puts it back into his reshut in order to make him Hayav. Which means, let's talk about the Hametz case first. Hametz, we know Hametz with Pesach is Asur Bahana'ah. Asuban, I can derive no benefit from it. I mean, you cannot eat it, obviously. You cannot sell it. You cannot have any pleasure from it. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that you have no ownership of it. Oh, so if you have no ownership of your Hametz, how could you be Hayav? How could the Torah tell me, Bal Yireen, Bal Yimatzeh? How could you obligate me for having Hametz in my possession if at the end of the day, after the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, I don't own it anymore? So the Rabbi Elazar's big Hiddush is, you're right. The Torah put it back into your ownership to make you hayav. Which means even though halakhically it should not be in your ownership, and therefore you should never be hayav having hametz, because once the sixth hour comes, it's forbidden. It's a surah hana'ah. So really it's not yours anyway. But the Torah puts it back into your possession to make you hayav. Similarly, you have a bor b'rishut rabim. Bor b'rishut rabim, it's efker. I dig a hole in the b'rishut rabim. I don't own it. It's not mine. Oh, but Rabbi Elazar says the Torah puts the board back into your possession to make you hayav. So what do you see from over here? Rabbi Elazar was the author of this statement. He must be the opinion that says that the board that the Torah obligates you is even a board of hefker. Because the Torah puts it back into your possession to make you hayav. Tistayim. And the Gemara says that is indeed a good proof to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. That is the one that says that board, that tefker is indeed going to be hayav. It's one of the two items that is not in your possession, that the Torah supposedly puts it back into your possession to make you hayav. So even though the board, pieces of pottery, you put it in the shut rabim, you said it's tefker. Well, technically, according to the rules we know, you made it tefker, it's not yours. But the Torah puts it back into your possession in order to make you guilty. Umi amar bi azar acher. Does Rabbi Elazar say such a thing? What are you talking? Rabbi Elazar said the exact opposite. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. What's the person doing over here? The zevil. Zevil is like excrement, or we'll call it fertilizer. That's in the Rishut Rabin. It's Hefker. And what does he do to the guy? He comes along and he's Ofech. He's turning it over. He has his pitchfork or his shovel over there, and he's turning it over into the Rishut Rabim. And what happened? Somebody came along and got damaged. He moved it. He moved it from point A to point B. A guy comes to point B and he trips on it. Hayav bin Isko. Why? So the Rashi explains, because once he lifted it off the ground, he owns it. Which means, till then it was in the Rishut Rabim. It's ownerless. Once the guy took a shovel and lifted this Gilalim up, now he's the owner. Once he puts it down, now it's considered his bor. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar, lo shanu ela shenit kaven liskot ba'en. It's only talking in a case we had kavana to own it. Aval lo net kaven liskot ba'en patur. But if he didn't have kavana to own it, he'll be patur. Alma mafkin is a kav patur. From here you see that Rabbi Elazar holds that hefker, you're really patur on. That's why he said the only time in the case of the Gilalim and the fertilizer that you're going to be Qayyav is when he took the shovel and he lifted it up, his kavanah was to own it. Mashma, that for a boar to be a boar, you have to own it. That's what Rabbi Elazar is saying. So the Chaura, we have a contradiction in Rabbi Elazar. What is the deen of a boar hefker? Amar Avada Bar Ahava. Avada Bar Ahava says, no, you know what the case is talking about. The case is talking about Shehazira Limkoma. We put it right back in the place where he found it. Which means it's like he did nothing. Which means he picked it up in point A. Right? And then while he put it back down to point A. Oh. Amar Ravina. Mashal de Rav Ada Bar Ahava. And what is Rav Ada Bar Ahava's Mashal analogous to? Lemada Bar Dome. Lemotse Bor Migule. It's like a guy found a boar that was uncovered. V'chisau, then he covered it, he put the manhole cover on it. V'chazar v'gilahu, and then he uncovered it again, which means he did nothing. That's why in this case over here, that's why the Rabbi Elazar said he has to have kavanah to acquire it. Because otherwise he did nothing. He took the gilalim up, and then he put it right back in the same spot. That's like a guy going to a bor, lifting up, putting the cover on, and then taking the cover off. He did nothing. It was exactly like the way you found it. Oh, that's why the Bilazah said in this case that he has to actually acquire it. Because if you don't acquire it, you'll be patur. Because you did nothing. You put it right back in the original spot. Amar le mor zutra bered rav mori ravina. I'm sorry, Ravina. I don't agree with your analogy. Midame. Is it analogous to a case where the guy found the boar and then covered it and then took the cover off again? Hatam lo istalik le uma ase rishon. In the case where you covered the boar, you didn't remove the first guy's action, which means the hole is still in the ground. You came and covered it. The hole is still there. When you uncover it again, it's considered attributed to the first guy, because you didn't undo what the first guy did, which means the hole is still there. You just covered it with a manhole cover. So when you took it off, okay, then it's exactly what you found there. So therefore, it's still attributed to the first guy. Haka. But here, when the guy took the shovel and he lifted up the excrement and he moved it somewhere else, istalek l'maaseh rishon. The first guy's actions are over. Therefore, the chaura, it would be analogous to the following case. Halo adam, you want to make an analogy to the following situation. Ela lemotze bor migule. You found a bor that was covered, uncovered, a hole in the ground. Vitamema, oh, and you filled it up. Oh, once you filled it up, the first guy's actions are over. Vechazar vechafra, then you redug it. Desteliku leumase rishon. Now already the first guy's actions are over. Once you filled that board over, finished his actions. Vekaimala birshuto. And now it's back into his possession. So similarly, we go back. The guy lifts the gilalim in a shovel. Alright, he lifted it up, and what? Once you lift it up, the first guy, or whatever was done there first, is away. It's considered yours already. Which means, whatever was there in the original place, that's gone once you lifted it up. Now you put it back down. Oh, so that, well, in that case over there, what do we say? That the Rabbi Elazar says, Dafka nitkaven to be zocheh. Well, what do you have to be in the tkavin to be zocher? According to Rabbi Elazar, we learned that even a board of hefker, you're going to be chayav. Ela amar Rav Asher. Oh, so I'll tell you what the case is talking about. Which means the reason why we're going to say that if he wasn't mitkaven to be zocher, you're going to be patur. I'll tell you why. Really, the case is talking kishehafcha lefachot mishlosha. Another case, the guy took the shovel, he lifted the stuff up less than 3 tefachim. That's nothing. And therefore, lifting it up 3 tefachim and putting it back down, that's nothing. You have no zero connection to that. Because that's not making a kinyan bichlal. Oh, so in that case, when you lifted it up less than 3 tefachim, that's when the Bir Azad says, you have to have dafka kavana to be zocher, and if you don't have kavana to be zocher, you'll be patur. Because his whole initial connection to this gilalim was in a weak way. He lifted it up less than 3 tefachim. Oh, but really, I'll tell you, that what? According to Bilazar, a regular board really is board hefker. You don't have to have ownership of the board. In this case over here, if you're not going to have any ownership, it's not going to be bichlal yours. Because you lifted it up less than 3 tefachim. Also, since you lifted it up, which is if you lifted it up more than 3 tefachim, forget it. It's yours. You own it. Nothing to talk about. So that's what Gemara's next question is. Umayt duchet Rabbi Elazar look meh kikon shev kalafot me gimel tvetama techinit kavin neskot ba ha'init kavin neskot ba lo. Which means, why did you have to say the case in the Braita? It's talking about when you lifted the gilalim less than 3 tefachim and you're making your chaluk. If you had kavanah to be zocher ba, he's chayav. No kavanah to be zocher ba, no. Look meh lemala me gimel. You could have said the case simple. He lifted it up above 3 tefachim vafagav de lonit kavin neskot ba chayav. And even if he didn't have kavanah to be zocheba, he should be chayav, because he holds mafkin as zakav is chayav. Which means you're right. We're agreeing with you that you want to learn the case that really Rabbi Elazar holds in general mafkin as zakav is chayav. Good, we accept that mafkin as zakav is chayav midin bor. Oh, so what happened? We got to a braita of Rabbi Elazar. The braita said a guy went into the shoot of the beam. He saw gilalim. Took a shovel, lifted him up, put it in a place. If he has kavanah to be zochebo, he's chayav. What do you mean? What do you have to have kavanah to be zochebo? You hold that even bor of ifkeri chayav. Nah, you know why we had to say that? Because the guy lifted it up in the same place less than 3 tefachim. Less than 3 tefachim, putting it back down, it's nothing. So the only case to be chayav in that case, you have to have kavanah to be zoche. Okay, now we understand. What do you have to say like that for? You could have gave a case where he lifted it up in the same place above 3 tefachim. So therefore, the first action of the guy that put it there first is gone, because he lifted already 3 tefachim. And even without kavanah to be zocher, you should be chayav, because the Bir Elazar holds that mafkin zakav is chayav. You don't have to have ownership. Why did you have to be dochek to learn the case less than 3 tefachim, only kavanah to be zocher? Learn the case where you lifted it even more than 3 tefachim, and it's an automatic. Amarava, you're right. Matnitin kashita. Because the Gemara had a problem with the Lashon of that Braita. My idea, hafach. What is the language, hafach gilalim? Litni higbiya. Just say, you lifted it, you caused it to rise, you elevated it. Ela shmamina, kol hafach, the Lashon hafach, lemata mishloshahu. Good. It's less than 3 from the Lashon hafach. In a kerameh, if you lifted it more than 3, you don't even have to have kavana. Because bottom line, he holds, even if it's hefker, you're going to be chayav, and now this board is attributed to you. Because you, just like a guy that digs a board into the shoot of the beam, you don't own it, but you're chayav. So too, when a guy takes a shovel and lifts the gilalim up 3 tefachim off the ground, you remove the first guy's connection to it, now you're chayav. But I don't own it, you don't have to own it. Also, would you give me a case of less than 3 tefachim? Because the bright as mashma, hafach. Hafach is mashma, less than 3 tefachim. With the Bir Elazar, amar chayav. The fact that Rabbi Elazar is the one that says Bor of Ifker is Chayav, Rabbi Yohanan Amar Patur. Must be Rabbi Yohanan is the opinion that says Bor of Hefker is going to be Patur. Umi Amar Rabbi Yohanan Acher. Did Rabbi Yohanan actually say that a Bor of Hefker is Patur? Vehatenan. But what do you mean we learned in a Mishnah? What's the case of the Mishnah? What a guy do? He put the kotz is a thorn, or zichuchit is glass. He put it in the shoot of the beam. Vagoder gedero bekotzim. Or a person, let's say, he built his fence, and the fence that's flushed it in the Shuta Rabim, he built it with thorns, or the Gader Shenafal Reshuta Rabim, or he has a stone wall that fell into the Shuta Rabim, the Uzak, Bayanachayan, and somebody got damaged, Hayab bin Isko, okay, Hayab. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, wait, regarding the guy that made the fence out of thorns, Lo Shanu Ela B'Mafriya. That's only talking that the thorns protrude into the Reshut Rabim. Aval B'Mitzamtzem Patur. But Mitzamtzem, but if they're in his property, so therefore, you're going to be Patur if somebody gets damaged. Mitzamtzem my Tama Patur. Oh! What's the reason why Mitzamtzem is patur? Lav mishum da'avi de'bor b'reshuto. Only because the bor is in your reshut. Michlal de'hayuva de'bor b'reshut rabimu. Must be according to Yochanan that the hayuva bor is dafka b'reshut rabim. Alma mafkin nezakav hayav. Must be also that mafkin nezakav is indeed hayav. Which means you just telling me now to Yochanan that what? You have a fence. The fence has all thorns on it. Good. So what are you telling me? And it's flushed to the Reshut Rabim. So I guess people are walking and they're getting pricked by these thorns. So he says, right, depends. If they're protruding into the Reshut Rabim, mafriyach, hayav, you're damaging. But if it's not, if it's all in your Reshut, okay. So we say, what's the logic in that? If it's all in your Reshut, must be because it's considered a bor that you own. A board that you own, you're not going to be chayav on it. Oh, then what's the board that you're going to be chayav on? A board must be that you don't own. For example, a board in the Reshut Rabim. Also, must be Rabbi Yochanan holds that board in the Reshut Rabim is chayav. So therefore, you want to tell me that what? The Bir Ghazar is the one that said chayav. And the Rabbi Yochanan saying patur. From this braita over here, it's mashmah that he holds that the board that the Torah was mechayev is dafka b'reshut rabim. That's the logic of defense. When it's in his property, the reason why he's patur is because he owns it. Mashiach, when it's going into the reshut rabim, it's mashmah is going to be chayev. That's the board that the Torah was mechayev, a board of ifker. Kibra says, no, don't learn like that. No. The Olami Malak Mafkin is a kap patur. Really, Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you make ifker to your items, that's not a board. Mafkin Nezakav is indeed patur. Umitzamtzem maitama patur. Oh, so when the guy was mitzamtzem, which means he has his fence flush to the Reshut Rabim, but the thorns are not protruding, what's the reason why it's patur? Mishum deitmar alamar avachaber edrav ikalefishen darkan shel ben adam netchachech baketalim. For a different reason. Because it's not the normal derech for people to lean against walls when they're walking into the Reshut Rabim. So this guy that leaned against the wall, it's your problem. I'm not going to be hayav. Really, I hold a bor b'Reshut Rabim is also patur. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the bor that the Torah obligated you is a bor that you own. Oh, so when the items are protruding to the Reshut Rabim, stam your mazik. You're causing the people to get damaged, and that's your bor. Oh, when it's in your possession, which means when it's flush against the Reshut Rabim, you know what the reason? Not because it's a board in your Reshut. The reason why your patur is because people do not normally lean on walls, and therefore if a guy leaned on the wall, he's guilty. It's his problem. But if the guy, let's say, walking in the street, acted in a normal manner, right? You didn't do anything abnormal. In Echename, he's going to be Hayav. Because even though the board is owned by the owner, that's the Torah's board. Which means in this case over here, the only reason why the guy walking in the street was saying is Patur, because we say it's not the normal thing for why the owner of the fence is Patur, because it's not the normal way for people in the street to lean against walls. You lean against walls, your problem. But if he would do something that is normal, Rabbi Yochanan would say Hayav. Because that's a bor b'reshut yachid, and that's the bor he says is chayav. But in Echaneme, a bor b'reshut rabim is patur. That already is considered patur. So therefore, we found out that the machloket, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, this is to crystallize the sugya. We have a machloket bor shefkiro. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying patur. According to Rabbi Elazar, we're saying chayav. That's the bottom line of the sugya of bor. Shehifkiro. Now the Gemara says, oh, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Acher, what are you talking about? Did Rabbi Yochanan actually say this? Actually, can we just read the bottom Rashi? We can be say reading at least one Rashi on this daf. Look at the bottom Rashi on Chaftet Amud Bet, Le'etachech Bekotalim. Vezesh Le'etachech Ve'uzak, the guy that leaned against the wall, Mishunehu. Umafriyah, oh, but when the thorns are sticking out in the Reshut Rabim, Hainu Tama Dechaybe, Shene Mamono. That's his mamon. Velo efkiran. Oh, and you didn't make it efkir. Vifrihan lemakom me'alak b'nei adam. Therefore, that's your bor. Masheen ken, when it comes to a bor of efkir, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say patur. Umi amar. Rabbi Yochanan, did he really say that a bor that is ownerless is patur? Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, halakha kistam mishnah. Oh, and what does the Stam Mishnah say? Utnan ha'chofer bor b'shut arabim. Person digs a well in the public domain. V'nafal letocho shor uchamor v'amid. And a shor and a chamor fell into it and died. Hayav. Oh, and that's the Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan says halacha k'Stam Mishnah. And that's a bor in the shut arabim. It's ownerless, which means the guy who dug it doesn't own it. But you see what? That the bor that Torah obligates, even if you don't own it, it's like showing after the one who dug it, who put it there. Ela le'olam, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav. Also, we're revamping. We'll tell Rabbi Yochanan holds the bor of Hefked is chayav. And we got to go the other way now. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, Rabbi Elazar amar patur. So it must be Rabbi Elazar is the one that said bor of Hefked is patur. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Oh, but what do you mean? Rabbi Elazar, you're the one that told me that there's two things that are not in the possession of a person, and the Torah put it back in his possession to make him chayav. And the two things were hametz after the sixth hour, even though it's ownerless, but the Torah puts it back in its position to make him hayav, and a bor that even though it's ownerless, the Torah puts it back into his possession, so to speak, to make him hayav. That means what? The bor that the Rabbi Elazar is saying that the Torah's mechayev, he was a bor of efker. So how can you tell me Rabbi Elazar is going to say that bor of efker is patur? Gemara says lakasha hadide hadirabe. Which means he holds really a bor of efker is patur. That statement that he was saying that the Torah puts it back into his possession to make him chayav, that was going according to his rabbi. Who is his rabbi? Rabbi Yochanan. Which means Rabbi Elazar himself holds. Well, actually, no, that's not his rabbi. Which means that Hadar Abbe is his rabbi, who is going to be Rabbi Yishmael. Which means you have two, right? You have two shitot over here. You have Rabbi Elazar that says a bor of hefker is indeed patur. Oh, but Rabbi Elazar, I'm sorry, you quoted Rabbi Yishmael as saying that a bor of hefker is hayav because the Torah puts it back into your possession, so to speak, to make you hayav. Understand what that means, by the way. It means when I dug the bor, I don't own the bor. I dug a hole in the shut arabim. Do I own it? No, but the Torah considers it if you own it, to make you hayav. You're considered ba'al bor. What do you mean? But I just dug it. I don't own this. The hole. You're right. But the Torah makes a bor of ifkir as if it's yours. Oh, so Rabbi Elazar, you quoted that. Yeah, I'm quoting that in the name of my rabbi, Rabbi Ishmael. But I don't hold of that. I actually hold that a bor that doesn't belong to you is patur. Oh, so what's the case of bor that's hayav? A bor that you own. For example, a guy dug a hole in his private domain and he made his domain hefker. So people were able to walk into his domain, but the guy retained possession of the bor. So the bor he owns. Therefore, it's going to be a chayav. And the Yohanan is going to say no. Even if a person is mafkid in the zakav, he puts a bor in the reshut rabim, he indeed is going to be chayav. Or for that matter, he puts his stuff in the reshut rabim, he says, this stuff is hefker. Doesn't matter. Bor of hefker, according to the Yohanan, is chayav. Could be the Hazar is patur. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.